Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order and note for the record that a quorum is present. And our first order of business today is the approval of the minutes from Monday, March 18th, 2024. Vice Chair Edelson, can I get a motion for approval?
So moved, Madam Chair.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the amendments from March 18th are adopted. We have another set of minutes from Monday, March 25th, 2024, which is a remote meeting. Representative Vice Chair Edelson, can I get a motion for approval?
I also move those minutes.
Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes have been adopted. So I just want to say at the top, in case there are folks here, for House File 4392, Representative Fisher's bill, that has been pulled from the agenda today. And so if anybody is here for that, we will see that at a future meeting. And so we have now just three bills on the calendar for today. And so we will start with Representative Pawlowski. So we will have Representative Pawlowski move House File 4753 be placed on the general register. So Representative Pawlowski, welcome to the testifier table.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Please, and members of the committee. I realize that we are here for the fiscal part of the bill. House File 4753 would require that the general fund surplus dollars would be allocated to the disaster contingency account to stabilize it at $50 million. Last year we put in $40 million, it's now down to 26. This would be the most stable that the account has ever been. I'm not going to go into the history of the account, Madam Chair, unless you force me to do it, and if you do, I will.
I will defer to members if we want to force Representative Pawlowski into the history of it.
No.
Okay, great. So, any discussion to House File 4753? Any discussion? Seeing none, any last word on your bill, Representative Pawlowski?
Madam Chair, for those of us that have had disasters in our area, they almost always come when we are not in session. We learned a very hard lesson in 2007 when southeastern Minnesota was hit with the largest disaster in the history of the state. And it took weeks before the legislature acted. So this ensures that when there is a disaster, either at the presidential level or the gubernatorial, aid will be given to those that are in harm's way.
Great. Thank you for your work on this, Representative Pawlowski, over the years. You've done a lot. And so with that, Representative Pawlowski renews his motion that House File 4753 be placed on the general register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the bill has been placed on the general register.
Thank you,
Representative Pawlowski. The next bill up for today is House File 4247, Representative Liebling. Representative Liebling moves that House File 4247 be placed on the general register. And I will note, members, in your packets, House Fiscal has put together a really nice spreadsheet on all of the special revenue accounts that are in the bill. So this bill does not have general fund impact, so we don't have a fiscal note, but it does have this, which Representative Liebling will speak about with her bill, but just wanted to note that. And so with that, why don't you go ahead and present the bill?
All right, well, thank you, Madam Chair. So the motion here is to move the bill to the general register.
Did I not do that yet?
I'm not.
I apologize. Okay, Representative Liebling moves that House File 4247 be placed on the general register.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. So, members, this is the health licensing and scope of practice bill. So you can see that there are a number of different items in here, and as the chair stated, this is all special revenue. So the special revenue fund is the money in there comes from fees that are paid. I think, I don't know if there are other monies in there, but I think most of it is just fees that are paid by the various professionals. And so the money goes into the fund, and then we have to appropriate it back out to the health licensing boards for the various purposes for which it is collected. So this nice little spreadsheet shows you how these things are worked out in the bill. And I'm told that there is plenty of money in the special revenue fund. So as you can see on this little spreadsheet, there's some ups and downs to the totals as you know, in some years it brings in a bit more money than goes out and vice versa. And so at the end of 24-25, I understand there's about $19 million in the fund forecast, and then at the end of the 26-27 biennium, there's about $11 million in the fund. So we're not in any fiscal dangers here at all. But so that is pretty much it in terms of the fiscal impact of the bill, Madam Chair. If there's anything else members want to know about, I'm glad to answer questions.
Thank you, Representative Liebling. Discussion to the bill. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I think this question will be for staff, but we have a letter from the Minnesota Funeral Directors about an updated fiscal note that should be coming. Do we know when that might be coming in regards to the fees that the transfer care specialists may be paying?
Representative Liebling, do you know or should I turn? Oh, we've got
I think
Mr.
we're
going to
ask fiscal staff to talk.
Welcome to the committee. Please introduce yourself for the record and proceed.
Chair Olson, Joe Harney, House Fiscal. Representative Schumacher, the fiscal note that the committee received and was completed is specifically to House File 2509. I believe the fiscal note you're talking about is in relation to the Senate file. Since they are not companions and had different language, this reflects the language in the House position.
Representative Schumacher.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Any further discussion to the bill? Representative Scott.
So I'm just curious, thank you, Madam Chair, and I don't know if Representative Liebling wants to answer this or if there's somebody here from the department, but why is it that, I'm looking over this letter and then on page, I think, 9 in the bill, it talks about this initial registration fee for transfer care specialists is $894 and an annual renewal fee of $554 when a mortician's license is only $200. Why is that so out of whack?
Representative Liebling.
Thanks, Madam Chair. You know, I'm not entirely sure, Representative Scott. I think part of this is that, the Department of, if you notice, that all of these are licensing boards, except this one is under the Department of Health. And so, I don't exactly know what's going on there, but this is it's really a new category of license. So they're starting up everything under this, and that's about all I can really tell you about why it came in that way. I don't have the fiscal note in front of me. It probably describes that a little more. Maybe Mr. Harney can help us.
Well, welcome back, Mr. Harney. Please proceed.
Yeah, Chair Olson, members. So for the transfer care specialist fiscal note, in fiscal year 25, the fiscal note indicated that the process for registration would be paper-based, necessitating higher level of staff cost. And how the fees are generally set is to align the cost of the fee with the associated work at the department. So in fiscal years 25, under the paper process, the fee is higher in order to cover the cost to make the department whole. In future years, the renewal is set at a lower amount to reflect the ongoing work once the electronic process is spun up.
Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, the renewal amount is still $554, and a mortician's license renewal is only $200. I still feel like it's out of whack. Is there anyone here, Madam Chair, from the Department of Health that could help us? I understand the additional paperwork. I think that's kind of a bogus argument, to be honest. I mean, we have a shortage of these people, particularly in outstate Minnesota, and this is going to be a significant barrier for them getting into that field, in my mind. But is there anybody here from the Department of Health?
I don't see anyone jumping up, but just Representative Liebling, this is a Representative Hewitt bill. Did the bill 2509 have a hearing in your committee already about this?
It did, Madam Chair, yeah.
Okay, Representative Liebling. So we can certainly have questions answered offline, but it did have a hearing, and now we're here, primarily because of the pieces here, just overlooking the special revenue account. So I don't think anybody is here, it looks like, so. Any further discussion? Representative Scott?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, this bill was in the Judiciary Committee because there were some, I think, data sharing. I don't remember what the deal was, fees or penalties or something. I don't remember why it was in the committee, but I raised that issue there, and my understanding was that they were going to be working on that fee, but yet here we are with this bill, and it's going to the floor, and nothing's changed. And it's just very concerning to me. Nearly $1,000 to get into a line of work that's greatly needed, especially in outstate Minnesota. And, you know, $1,000 is a lot of money for folks, whether, I mean, even if it's paid by their employer or whatever, that's a lot of money. And I hope that this will change as the bill moves forward, but I wish we weren't seeing it, that $894 still here in the Ways and Means Committee. I think it should be a fraction of that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Liebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Scott, you know, I hear your concern, and I kind of share the concern about how high the fee is, but I do want to say that right now, you can't do this work. And this is a category of worker that that morticians and, you know, they are desperate to have in the workforce. So we did not hear anybody bringing forward the concern, at least when we heard the bill. We didn't hear that concern. I haven't been had anyone come to me to say what you are saying about that this is going to stop people from entering the field. I wish also that it was lower, and maybe as time goes on it will be lower. But honestly, this is really a critical need, and getting these people trained and making sure they're properly supervised and have all the qualifications is also very important, because they're doing very sensitive work. And they are extending the, you know, licensed morticians are having to do this now, and they can't. I mean, there's just, you know, to have someone at that level have to go to every one of these calls personally to do this is also very costly. So, you know, I do hear your concern, but I think, you know, between getting this bill on its way and not, I think there is no question that we need to get this done.
Representative Scott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Liebling. There's no question, I don't think anybody in this room would deny that these folks are greatly needed, and their role is going to be very, very important. I don't even know what physician licensing fee is. I just think this is exorbitant. And so am I to understand that no, like the funeral directors who wrote this letter here today for Ways and Means, they didn't raise this issue in Chair Liebling's committee at all?
See, Representative Liebling shaking her head, so that's correct.
Okay. Well, that seems strange, but yeah, I do hope that this will change. As I said, going forward, this just seems like it's going to be a barrier for people to get into a badly needed area of work that our state, we need. Families who experience the need for these people are not in a good place, and we need people available to do the job. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Further discussion to the bill? Seeing no further discussion, final word, Representative Liebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just appreciate everyone's support.
Thank you, Representative Liebling. And with that, Representative Liebling renews her motion that House File 4247 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion prevails, and House File 4247 has been placed on the General Register. Our last bill on the agenda for tonight is House File 4993, and that is also Representative Liebling. So Representative Liebling moves that House File 4993 be placed on the General Register. To your bill, Representative Liebling.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm going to ask Mr. Harney to come back down here with me. So, members, this is the forecast adjustment for human services. And we don't usually see these bills separately, but we do them every year, because basically what this is, we have forecast programs, and we have to appropriate what the forecast is telling us is going to be spent. So that's what this is doing. If you have specific questions about the numbers, Mr. Harney can address those questions, but usually we just don't see it separately. We just see it as part of a larger bill, but this is something that we do all the time, as I said. So we'd like to move this and make sure that we get this done, because the consequences of not passing this would be that we would essentially at some point have to just stop funding medical assistance. That would be a pretty unacceptable consequence.
Thank you, Representative Liebling. Discussion to the bill. Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll just note for those who may be concerned that the portion of the bill in the Children and Families jurisdiction, North Star Care for Children, CCAP, did pass out of our committee via a separate bill. Both of those actually involved decreased spending, so adjustments there. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Pinto. Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Liebling, last word.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, thank you. With that, Representative Liebling renews her motion that House File 4993 be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no.
No.
The motion prevails, and House File 4993 has been placed on the General Register. And that is our business for today. We will be back here at our normal time next week, 10:30. And just stay tuned for the posting of that agenda, which is forthcoming. And with that, we have no more business, and we are adjourned.
Oh, wow.